Parking on a very, very big sugya, which I'm going to try and simplify and keep it simple, straight. It's not a very, the reason it's a big sugya is because there's a lot of gemaras all over the place. We're going to, again, try and keep it simple, try and keep it clear. And basically, we saw during the pre-shir that there are a number of gemaras in Maseches Beitza that are highlighting Machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel regarding whether yesh or ein binyan bekelim. And Beis Hillel is of the clear opinion that ein binyan bekelim. The Gemara has this on Maseches Beitza Daf Yud Amud Aleph regarding the case of Mesalkim es hatrisim umachziram biyom tov. You have these stands, I guess the best way to put it, and then they would open them up on Yom Tov to sell spices, food for people who needed them. You're allowed to sell on credit and like on Yom Tov for Simchas Yontov, and Beis Hillel allowed the opening and closing of these stands, which involves some kind of shuttering and opening of shutters, and that looks like a kli, that looks like some kind of binyan bekelim, and Beis Hillel says it's permissible because ain binyan bekelim. You have this as well by Zokfin es HaMenorah, where the Gemara says that according to Beis Hillel, to straighten out the menorah, to assemble it and make it upright when it has these pieces, if you have a menorah shel chulios, this menorah that's made out of parts, it has to be assembled. So according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to assemble it on Yom Tov. Why Yom Tov is it relevant? Because you're allowed to extend the flame and so forth. So it's assembled on Yom Tov is mutter because ein binyan bekelim. That highlights and puts a lot of stress on our Gemara. Because our Gemara cites three consecutive machloks between Rav and Shmuel of what I will call non-classic binyan type activity. You might argue binyan koldu, minimalistic type of binyan activity. And in each of these three examples, according to Shmuel, the issue is not bona because binyan kolshu, nominal binyan, minimal binyan, that's not called bona al pidin, but rather it's also because of makhve patish. And Rav says these are cases of bona, the yichai mishum bona. What are the three cases that are cited by the Gemara? Case number one is misates. What is misates? I forgot already.
Chiseling.
Hey, but what are you carving? What are you doing?
Stone.
You're making a brick. It's the construction of a brick. And Rav says that's called bona. Second case is making a hole in a chicken coop. The purpose of the hole is to let in or let out air, light, and so forth. So that is also says Rav Mishum bona. And lastly is you have the case of Haimanda Ayal Shufta Bikupina Demara, where you are taking the spade and inserting it, the handle, into the spade, assembling the spade. And Rav says, once again, you're Chayav Mishum bona. That is the problem. That is the problem. Because if indeed we pass like Beis Hillel, that ain binyan bekelim, how in the world can Rav maintain that Haiman da Ayal Shufta Bikupina Demara is Chayav Mishum bona? After all, that's a kli. And he's saying, bona, that's very, very difficult. One would certainly think that in Imachokas, Rav and Shmuel, they're all within the Tana of Beis Hillel. It's a little hard to maintain that Rav is holding like Beis Shammai, and that is the premise of the question. Yes, sir.
Why can't we be able to Beis
Shammai? Maybe we can, and maybe with a little patience, there might be such a sheet in Rishonim. Maybe we can, and we'll see. We'll see soon. We'll see soon.
Why not even bother with
It doesn't bother the Gemara, it bothers Rishon. Because we would assume that Rav, the Amora, is going to follow Alibi de Hilchasa. And Alibi de Hilchasa is Beis Hillel. Pashup Shah. Good? So all the Rishon are bothered by which case of the big three? Ayel Shufta Bikupina Demara. So just as a side point, but it's important to address, why are they not bothered? Why don't they ask the Kasha from Misates? Why do they not ask the kasha from Lul Shel Tarnagol?
The biggest
okay, so I think Lul Shel Tarnagolim is not necessarily a problem because a Lul Shel Tarnagolim might indeed be a binyan. It might be a binyan. And what are they arguing about? When you make a hole in a binyan, perhaps that's called minimalistic binyan. It's very, very nominal in nature. And therefore, Rashmuel says binyan culture of that sort is insufficient to be called bona. But the bottom line is the Lul Shel Tarnagolim is a structure. It's not a kli. And therefore, there's no kasha on Rav from Lul Shel Tarnagolim. What about by Misates?
It's also
Sate, see, what are you doing? You're making a brick. So why is that not difficult if you hold Ein Binyan B'Kelim? Meaning, so what are you saying? Yes, so what are you saying? In other words, you're right. Right now, when I'm making the brick, is the brick a clear or a structure? Right now, it's a clay. But the formation of a brick, again, I'm just highlighting something we said yesterday, is an integral part of a binyan process. That brick is going to be part of a structure that is mechubar lakarka. And since that brick is part of, a meaningful part of a binyan structure, it's going to fall under the rubric of bone, not necessarily makir patish. It's not going to be, how could it be chayiv, ein binyan b'kelim? No, it's part of a talich of what? Of bona fide binyan. Similar, what we said yesterday, mitzadis ha'evin, the bottom stone, in the case of mitzadis ha'evin, according to those rishonim, Rashi, who said it's chayiv shem bone, but is there a chibur? Not necessarily, but it's going to end up as part of a building. It's an integral part of a building, and that's what's going to cause it to be, according to Rashi, Meleches Bone, and not Meleches Makar Patish. Okay, very good. Lul Shatana Golem is a binyan, is a structure. It's not a clay, and therefore they're not bothered by that. Okay, so I think there are what I'll call four core shitas in Rishonim regarding how we treat the stira between Rav and the position of Beis Hillel. And we'll start with the Balei HaTosis. So Tosis, and this Tosis appears in many different places in Shas, but Tosis asks the Kasha. Div Masla Haimad Al Shuta Bekupina Demara, Rav Omer Chavi Shembon, Rav Agav Dechamel Lani Bin Bekelim, Omeri Dahainu Davka Bahach Zoras, Bote Trisim, Biminora Shel Chulios. Aval binyan gamur mechaya bekelem kimo bekarka kedarmina besal perakira gabemita shel tarsiyim im toka chayv chatas umatzu kane menorah chayv chatas vekeren agula vein chiluk ben kelem lekarka ela b'makom she'ein chizuk v'umnus debekli lo chashe binyan uvekarka chashe binyan etc. And if you take a look at the Tosas HaRosh, Tosas HaRosh says this perhaps even more clearly, and Tosas HaRosh writes that when do we say Ein Binyan B'Kelim? That's in the case of Menorah Shel Chulios and Chachzoras Trisim, Dave Binyan Arai. What is this Menorah Shel Chulios? It's temporary. It's a portable menorah. So you make it, you take it down, you make it, you take it down. What's the Trisim of the merchants, those stands? Temporary. It's temporary, and because it's temporary, ein bo umnus v'chizuk. If it's temporary, made to assemble and disassemble, so what are you going to end up doing? You're going to make it really, really tight? No. That would make no sense. Don't make it so tight. It's meant to be taken apart, and as such, that's ein binyan b'kelim. However, when is umnus v'tikun gomur, then mechaya b'kelim kamo b'karka. And therefore, if, for example, let's just give a real live example. Let's say I have an IKEA desk, okay? So it's a clay. You assemble it. Is it meant to be taken apart? Not meant to be taken apart. Now, any person can really do it, but is it chazak? Is it made with chizuk?
Yeah.
It's tight. It requires a little bit of sophistication to figure it all out. And I would suggest that's the kind of kli that is a kli of chizuk ve'umnus. It is not a binyan arai. It's permanent. Yesh binyan b'kelim. However, you ever see those, you know what an amgazit is? Amgazit. An amgazit is hikers, people go on tehillim, soldiers, they want coffee. So they have these portable burners.
Yeah.
So you have to screw this piece on here, that piece on there, you got that, and then you got your burner. It's a clay. Does that require any sophistication? No, and its very nature is to be arai, is to set it up, and then when you have your coffee, whatever, then you disassemble it. That lechor would be an example of ein binyan b'keilah. So according to Tosfos, what's the assault of Tosfos?
It's temporary.
So the answer is there a rule of ein binyan b'keilah?
Yeah.
Is there a rule of ein binyan b'keilah? It's case by case. It depends on the case. When do we say ein binyan b'keilah? If it's
arai,
if it's leka chizuk the umus, if it's arai, doesn't have any kind of, it's not fast, it's not craftsman's activity, then it's not going to, then you're going to be ein binyan b'keilah. If it's chizuk the umus, chizuk the umus. Again, I'm using buzzwords here. Kvius, arai. Then it's going to be chay. And the case of Haiman da'al shuta b'kupina demara is a case where it's chizuk v'umnus, it's permanent, and therefore you're going to be chay. Good. What about if you go ahead and you make a flimsy attachment to karka? Is it binyan even if it's a flimsy attachment to karka?
Yeah.
When it comes to karka, when it comes to karka, I mean, he's clear. What's the chiluk between kelim and karka? Ella, right. What's the chiluk between kelim and karka?
By karka,
if it's a weak structure, you're chai. What's the commonality between karka and kalim?
When
it's strong, then even by kalim there's going to be binyan. But if it's weak, then only by karka and not by kalim. Someone give me a swara for that. Why by karka is a flimsy chibur? A flimsy chibur, why is that still called bone?
I mean karka.
What's an example? I don't know, if I make a tent with and I peg it into the ground. And I know I have pegs. And now it's tied to the ground, but it's not gonna, not a permanent structure by any sense. Yes?
I think karka, by definition, is permanent, so everything on it, by extension, yes,
I think that's
permanent.
A good svar. In other words, the very nature of karka is kavua. Ein kviyas gedola mizu. So once the karka, what is bona? Bona is an enhancement of karka. That's what real bona fide bona is. And since karka, by definition, is kviyas, is kavua, is permanent, so an addition, an appendage, a hosafa to that is by definition going to be bona fide binyan. Okay, that's shita satos.
What are you doing to the karka?
You are enhancing the karka with an oil. it's an addition to karka. That's what a binyan is. You're taking the karka and you're enhancing it. You're doing an enhancement. Okay. Now we move on to the shita of the Ramban. Many read the Ramban and they're not focused carefully and they say, it's kind of like Tosfos. But I think if you read the Ramban carefully, you'll see it's not exactly like Tosfos at all. The Ramban asks the same kasha, and the Ramban says as follows. When do we say ein binyan b'kelim hanimili b'kli shenisparek k'lo menorah shel chulyos aval hocha ose kli ometaken kli mitchilasa and ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. What is the distinction that is made by the Ramban? When does the Ramban say Binyan Bekalim is Chayav? And when does he say Ain Binyan Bekalim? Yeah. So what? When? When is it? Yes, Binyan Bekalim. What's the key word? Mitchilasa. What I'll say is Asiyas Hakli. Asiyas Hakli. Mitchilasa. That's called Binyan. That's called Bone. However, notice that I'm just going to make a slight diuk over here. What does Rob? What does Beis Hillel say? What's his language? What's the language of Beis Hillel? His language, Beis Hillel's language. Ain Binyan Bekalim. What does that mean? Literally. There's no Binyan with Kalim or on Kalim. Meaning to say, if your enhancement is of a Kli, is that Kovona? Enhancement of a Kli? Ain Binyan Bekalim. Construction with Kalim, that's not called construction. But let's say you are constructing a Kli Metchilasa. Not constructing with a Kli, on a Kli, but constructing the Kli. What does Ramban say then? That's called bone. So how does Ramban then deal with those cases? Let's say you have a menorah shel chulias. So menorah shel chulias, what is it? It's one of these, a prefab menorah. Okay? Meaning you have pieces, you screw it together, and it's set up to go. Then you take it apart, and the next time you can move it somewhere else and re-screw it up together. Is that going to be bone according to the Ramban? Is that the bona coin to Ramban?
No.
That's not bona. Why not? Because even when it's disassembled, since the nature of this kli is to be what? Is to take it apart and put it back together again. Even when it's disassembled, you know what you call it? It's still a kli. It's still a kli. It still has the status of a kli. You're not making a kli. It's there. It needs to be screwed in, but it's the kli is essentially there. However, when you go ahead and construct this kli from scratch, hi manda asha to be kavina demara, are you constructing?
Not scratch.
Scratch. Scratch. Are you constructing? Are you constructing? You're making it anew. Mitchilasa, that's asiya sakli. Then says the Ramban, you're definitely going to be, you're going to be chayv. Let me just give you a little side note. Let's say, what's the halach of you buy a kli from a Gentile? You have to title. Tefilas kli. So there's a to-do. How do you deal with electronic kli? Let's say you have a toaster oven. You buy a toaster oven. And you have to title a toaster oven. Well, that's not so simple to be titled a toaster oven. Correct? Is that simple? Not so simple. It might ruin the kli. So what's the solution? But you have to be toivled. So one solution that some of the poskim say is take it apart. Take it apart and put it back together. What does that help if you take it apart and put it back together again? Because now it's not made by a Gentile, it's made by a Jew. At what level of disassembly would be mafkia the shame kli? For example, let's say you take apart a screw. And now the back comes off. Have you taken it apart? Well, if I can take it apart and just put it back together again, I am not handy. If I can do that, then perhaps I have not been mafkia the shame kli. What's going to be necessary to mafkia the shame kli? If to put it together, what kind of person do you need? You need a skilled person. That's mafkia the shame kli. And now who is constructing the kli? A Jew is constructing the kli. That is very, very in line with what the Ramban is telling you. The Ramban is saying that if you have a kli that requires assembly and disassembly, but anyone can do it, then even if it's in its state of disassembly, it's still a kli, and therefore making it on Shabbos would be mutter. If, however, it requires some kind of level of, it's meant to be disassembled and assembled, and now it's in a state of disassembly and requires some sophistication, that already is no longer a kli anymore. It lost its status as a kli, and therefore nafka mina for Hilchos Tevila, and certainly for Hilchos Shabbos, whether you can reassemble it again. So let's just make sure we have this clear. According to the, what would be the din in the following case? I go to the store and I buy a flashlight. The flashlight, however, in the packaging, comes with a top part, with two batteries, and a bottom part. I open up the package, and on Shabbos, I put the two batteries in, I screw up the top part, and I assemble it on Shabbos. What would be the halacha in that case? According to who? The Ramban?
Ramban, sorry.
When you say be good, I don't know what that means. You could build it.
It came disassembled, so they assume everybody knows how to build it. So it's just parts.
Anybody have a suggestion? What would Tulsa say? What would Tulsa say? According to Tulsa, I think for sure there'd be no Isser Bonet. Why no Isser Bonet? Because is there any expertise involved? Chizuk, Imlumnus, no expertise. According to Tulsa, it would be 100% Mutter. What about according to the Ramban? What about according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, what are you doing? You're making the click. It doesn't take sophistication. I don't care that it doesn't take sophistication. Beforehand, there was no kli. Now there is a kli. That's called asiyasat kli mitchilaso. That will be, according to Ramban, an iser of bon. What about the following? What about the following? What?
In this case, the menorah.
In the case of the menorah, what about the following? What about the following? If you, this is the case of the menorah. You have a flashlight. You have the flashlight already constructed. And now your kid came along and took it apart. And now on Shabbos, you put it back together again. That's the case of Menorah Shel Chulios. What's the din in that case? According to Ramban, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's not metchilasa. Now, it's not metchilasa. So once you took it apart, it's still a kli, according to Ramban. It's still a kli.
So how is it defined as kli?
A kli is defined as something. If it's something, however, let's say it's my sukkah. Okay, let's say putting up a sukkah on Shabbos. Meant to take apart, put it back together. But the sukkah has panels, and there's a corner piece, and there's a this piece and that piece, and it's got, and assuming, let's assume it's a kli. It's not a kli, so it's not going to work. Let's say you have some kind of, let's talk about what do you call them? Pack and play? Pack and play. Now, again, there's two types of pack and plays these days. There's one type of pack and play you just unfold. That's the way they make them today. But back in my day, when I was raising infants, you had to take this pole and put it here and that pole there and put the pin. It was a whole ordeal. To assemble a pack and play on Shabbos, according to Tyson, what would you say? Mutter. Why mutter? It doesn't require expertise. What about according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, if it's the first time you made it, then be awesome. But subsequently, it would be okay. And what was the... Right, I agree with that. I think that's correct. Legos on Shabbos. It depends on the level of sophistication of the kli. And the Ramban says even an unsophisticated, the chiddush of the Ramban is an unsophisticated kli. a very simple to construct kli, for the first time, will be Nisr Doreis. That will be Nisr Doreis. Because he defines this, the chiluk between Ein Binyan B'Kelim and not, as Asiyas HaKli Metchilasa. Asiyas HaKli Metchilasa, even if it's not sophisticated. And then his comment is, if you disassemble a kli and then reassemble, and it's a sophisticated kli, your disassembly is mafkia the same kli, and reassembly, therefore, is a brand new kli. Okay, that's shita number two. Shita number three is chazara. And that is the shita of the Yireim. Do you remember the Yireim? Come on, man. Wake up. Pen.
Go, Pen.
The Yireim. Yireim was bothered by the same kasha. How can Rav say, Yochai Mishambone, when we have a sugi that says, Ein Masikin Amis, Masikin? Masikin Bekalim Beyantif. If Ein Stir Bekalim and Ein Binyan Bekalim, how can Rav say, Hai Manda Asher to be Kavita tomorrow? What was the answer of the Yireim? Do you remember? The Yireim says, how do we paskin? Ein or Yesh Binyan Bekalim? Ein Binyan Bekalim is how we paskin. And therefore, what's halach over here? Mutar. I, Rav says, you're chai mishum bone. The answer is?
No.
Not chai mishum bone. You're not chai mishum bone. What are you engaged in right now when you construct this? Shufta b'kubina tomorrow? You're engaged in what? In bone activity. But is it malachas bone? It's not Malachas Bone. And since it's not Malachas Bone, what can't it be? I'm sorry. Since it is construction activity, what can't it be? What Malachas can't be? It can't be Makai Padash. Because when does Makai Padash kick in? Only when everything else is finished. This is not finished, therefore, help me out. Therefore, it's not Makai Padash. So what is it? It's not Bone. Why is it not Bone? Because Ein Binyan V'Kalim, and therefore the Yireim says a tremendous Kiddush, pack and plays, and all these other construction activities on Shabbos and Yom Tov are 100% mutter. Why? It's not Makar Patish because you're still involved in Bona activity. It's not Bona because Ein Binyan the Kalim, and therefore it's Mutter.
But he has Makar B'Padash from a Talis.
Even if it's Chizuk and Umnus and everything. You know why? Because what does Ein Binyan B'Kalim mean? What does Ein Binyan B'Kalim mean? There's only Bona when you have. When you have what? What does it build to mean? Give me the one word I need. Mechubar Le Karka. When you have karka, if it's a kli, that's not called bonet, and it's not called makar patish. He doesn't hold it any of these chilukin. Ein binyan bekelim pshuto kemashmao. There's no iser of bonet with a kli. Yeah.
Wait, so it's not makar patish because you're still involved in bonet.
You're still involved in construction in the yasiyasa.
Not really.
Exactly.
Why can't you take the lens of Rashi's Makar Patish and apply it here and say that it's really Makar Patish?
Well, Shmuel will tell you that, but within Rav, he says it's not Makar Patish. It's not Makar Patish. Why is it not Makar Patish? Because Makar Patish, according to Rav, is finishing touches. It's not finishing touches. It's involved in bone. Oh. Glixman. Let's go, Glixman. Okay, last shita is that of Rashi. And I have all these marmakomos for Rashi. Rashi has a very, very consistent theme. And I'll try and do this relatively quickly. There is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Ayin Daled Amud Beis. And the Gemara cites Haiman da Ovid chavisa, if a person makes a chavis, he's chayv 7 chatos. If he makes a tanur, he's chayv 8 chatos. If he makes a kaveres, which is some kind of wicker basket, Gemara says, how many is going to be chayiv? Chalsa is a wicker basket, he's chayiv 11. And then if he seals it, he's chayiv 13. Just like tzitzis. 7, 8, 11, 13. Okay? Cannot be a coincidence. 7, 8, 11, 13. So, Rashi's bothered. What about, in all of these cases, a chavis, the basket, what about bonah? When he lists all the 7, 8, 11, 13 malachos, what about bonah? And what does Rashi say? Ain't binyan b'kel. Ain't binyan b'kel. There's no binyan by kel. Sounds pretty absolute. And then you take a look at Rashi in Maseches Shabbos. Oh, by the way, as an aside, Tosfos asks the same exact kashya in Ein Daled Amud Beis. Why is there no issur of boneh in the case of chavis, of making a barrel? You know what Tosfos says? There is an issur of boneh. You know why? Because you're making the entirety of the kli, the sophistication, there is boneh. So that's Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasa. Is another Gemara. The Gemara is found in Maseches Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We saw this already. This is the case of Hamachzir Mita Shel Tarsim and Yechayev Achatas. Yechayev. Ooh, that's a Mita. That's a clay. So what does Rashi say? What's the Chayev Achatas for? Not bona. You know why not bona? Because ain binyan b'kelim. It's makabe patish. Rashi l'shitase. There's a Gemara in Maseches Beitza. We saw this, and Rashi makes very clear in that Gemara. I gave it to you, source number 4 in your Mamakomos. Ain iser binyan stiva kelim ella b'batim. The only iser of bona is by batim. And if you make a kli, if you make a full kli, then you're chayv mishum mak bepatish. But you're not going to be chayv because of bona. Why not? Because ain binyan bekelim. What? The house. There's a Gemara later on, Daf Kufchav Beis Mabeis, that says as follows. They used to have these like large storage boxes they used to have. And you would kind of seal them up with a lid. And the Gemara debates, you can't close them up. Gzeira shema yiska. Because you might seal it up. You might seal it up. Fasten it very, very tight. So what malacha do you violate when you fasten this big box very, very tight? So Rashi says once again, not bone because ain binyan b'kelim, but rather makabe b'patish. Which comes out therefore. What comes out therefore? How does Rashi understand? Someone said this earlier, and now we're going to bring it back up. I think Asher Young said it. How does Rashi understand the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? How does Rashi understand the sugya of Haiman da Ayah Shukta Bikupina Demar? According to Rav Yechai Mishom, according to Shmuel Yechai Mishom, Makeh Patish. If Rashi is very serious and he says, Ain Binyan Bekelim, so how is this machlokes to be understood? So the answer is, this is how the Gros says, many other Echron right. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is exactly the same machlokas as Beis Shan Beis Hillel. Yesh o ein binyan bekelim. According to Rav, indeed, yesh binyan bekelim. According to Shmuel, ein binyan bekelim. And we pass them, of course, like Shmuel, ein binyan bekelim. Now watch this. I want to make three more points, and then we're done. Point number one. Can I show you an amazing, amazing Rashi? Take a look, please, very quickly. Rashi, Kuf Lamed Ches Amad Beis. The Gemara there has a case of a Kira, an oven, that has four legs. It has four legs to it. What happens when one of the legs falls off? If one of the legs falls off, can the Kira still stand?
Yeah.
Yes. But if a second leg falls off, then the Kira is going to fall. We assume the leg now is muksa. Why is it muksa? Because you might come to attach it to the Kira. If you attach it to the Kira, you're going to violate an issur. And you know what Rashi says? You know what issur you violate if you attach to the Kira? You violate the issur bone. Wait a second. How can you say an issur bone? After all, Kira is a kli. It's an oven. That's a kli. And if it's a kli, then what's the din? Ein binyan be'er.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know what's interesting over here? Who is the author of that Gemara? The author of that Gemara is Rav Omar. Rashi says, Rav Omar, Yichai Mishum Bona. Why? Because what's Rashi's vision of Rav? That Rashi's vision of Rav is Rav holds like Beishamai, that Yesh Ben Yibakeu. So in the one place where it's a kli and Rashi says bona, it's beautiful because that's shitas Rav. That's point number one. Point number two. Well, I'm not going to do this right now because it's worthy of a little more time. But how is Rashi going to understand the sugya of Masikin Bekele? Are you allowed to on Yom Tov take a clean use to fuel a fire? Can you fuel a fire with a clean on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Why is that permissible? So it's good. Right, that's good. According to Rashi, that's good. What about according to the other Rishonim? Ramban, or Tosfos. If it's a kli that has a real... So they'll tell you what?
A simple kli.
Okay, so that's going to be okay. Why did I think that's not going to be okay? Okay, I'm not... fine, I guess that's good. That'll be okay according to Rashi, because Ain't binyan be Kalim. Fine, Rashi will be okay. Lastly, just to highlight the point. So give me an example of a common... So let's talk about Legos for a second. Can you play Legos on Shabbos? You want to make some kind of little... Tinker toy thing, yeah. You know those tinker toy things that you make those swings or whatever. Some kind of tinker toy Lego. Ooh, connects. So what are you tying? Can you make one of those things? So let's go through it. According to the Arayim, is it mutter? Is it aser? According to Arayim, no prop. According to Rashi. Is it mutter? Is it aser?
Mutter.
Be careful. According to Rashi, if it is a bona fide kli with some kind of functionality, and you are completing it on Shabbos, then what's the din? It's aser. Why is it aser? Because of makapatish. If you're going only halfway, you're not completing it on Shabbos, then according to Rashi, it's mutter because the only aser is makapatish, and halfway is not going to be... It's not going to be high. According to the Ramban and according to Balei HaTosfos, not so fast. Depends on how sophisticated. I remember when my, sometimes you have a plain, simple, not such a fancy thing. No chizuk, no umnus, etc. But sometimes you can go, you ever go to Disney? They have that Lego thing. It's a razzle dazzle, a whole matzah. If it's a whole matzah, so then already, it's a 1,000-piece Lego. You make this fancy shit, this, fancy that. Maybe you could argue that's already chizuk, it's umnos, it's already a level of sophistication, and maybe that would be a problem. Again, those are the basic klalim you sold us of Ein Binyan Mekalim. What we haven't done yet is the Shita of the Rambam. And that will be a standalone discussion with Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Have an excellent afternoon.